Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassi, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Short little 30-minute break in between shows. We just had on Tyler Christopher from General Hospital. So please go ahead and go download that show if you missed it. I have like a gazillion guests I see in this chat room that are not registered. So what I'm going to do is ask you all to go and register with Blog Talk Radio because it really does only take a half a second. And this way you can participate in the chat also. Because if you're going to call in, I'm going to call area codes from the chat room. And if you're not registered and you're not in the chat room, you know, it's going to be one of those too bad, so sad deals because I'm not going to pick up the call if I don't know the area code and I can't identify you in the chat room. So all of you guests, I take this minute to tell you to go ahead and register. Next, what I wanted to say is I know that maybe some of you are young enough that you still watch Nickelodeon. Maybe you've got kids or grandkids or whatever that watch Nickelodeon. There's a show called True Jackson VP, and I have one of the stars of the show, Ashley Argata, who is going to be coming on the show with me on December 7th. On December 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you come back and check that out with the little ones in your family because, you know, it's only fair that the shorty kids get to talk to their faves as well. You know, Stardish Radio is an equal opportunity favorite radio station. So I'm also setting something up hopefully for the same week. For the same week for another iCarly star, Nathan Kress. So if you guys have the young ones, make sure that you bring them by so they get to talk to their favorites also. Let's see. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Hello. We got Di. I see Kimmy's there. I see Loretta C. She just registered. That's perfect. I'm glad you registered, Loretta C. Di is wide awake. And let's see, who else do we got? We got Tammy in there and a bunch of other people, and I still see a lot of guests. Please go register. Use a Z in hospital over there. All right, well, in the meantime, let's get to down to business here. His Emmy-nominated seven-year stint in Pine Valley is sadly coming to an end this month, but it's a safe bet that his fans won't soon forget his indelible performances as the suave, sexy Aiden Devane. And he's not forgetting the fans either. Even though he's not making the trip when his former soap moves out west next month, he will turn up in April on the second annual Rock the Soap Cruise, and he's coming back to Stardish Radio tonight to talk about his time in soaps and what the future holds for him. So please give a warm Stardish Radio welcome to the fabulous Aiden Turner.
Hey, darling.
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Very, very good.
Welcome back, darling.
Yeah, well, thanks for welcoming me back. How's everything?
Everything is wonderful, Aiden. You tell me how everything is with that beautiful baby girl you got going on there.
Oh, she's getting big. I just was playing with her this morning, making funny faces and you know, making funny noises and just looking at her. I said to him that she's so big. She's grown like an extra 30% in the last week. I swear.
Really? How old is she now?
She's she will be this Thursday. She'll be 14 weeks.
Wow. Oh, that's such a beautiful age. Oh, enjoy
yeah.
it. Enjoy it.
She's trying to talk, and you know, she's making all sorts of different sounds, and she's laughing and giggling, and you know, she's just a joy, delight. And she's
now. Does she look like mommy or daddy? Blonde hair or black hair?
I don't know. I mean, I think everyone is saying that they look. She looks like me when I was young.
Uh-huh.
When I was a baby.
Well,
I'm
you
sure
know what? She couldn't go wrong either way. She couldn't go wrong either way. She's got beautiful parents, so it doesn't matter who she looks like. She's gonna be a drop dead gorgeous kid.
Well, they say babies always look like their dad when they're born, because it's when caveman times. Some cavemen, would beat their wives to death if the baby didn't look like them, because obviously, she slept with somebody else. So I think nature always, the baby always looks like the father when. In the first three months.
Oh, my God.
So, but the next couple of months, she's going to show more attributes of a mother.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Well, listen here. Aiden, we had a blast last year on the cruise. Not even last year, in March. We were just on Rock the Soap. Oh, my God. We had so much fun. We have some new listeners in the chat room. So why don't you tell them what was so fabulous about the cruise?
Well, what I thought was fabulous about the cruise was just how everybody got together. Everybody really behaved themselves. The actors and also, the fans that came aboard. Everybody was, just really polite and had a great time. And, you're not really stuck on a ship for 3 days. You're going into it. You think, being on a ship, sometimes, you can't get away if you want to get away. But there was just, everybody was so polite and so... We just had so much fun for 3 days, and I really don't like cruise ships, and it was the first time I've ever been on a big one like that, and I actually got seasick. But looking back, I said, Bob, count me in for the next one, just because everybody was just it was like a team, like all of us just got together. We played games, we sang, we did karaoke. There was I DJed, some of the other cast members of One Life to Live and General Hospital, Brad, just sang so well. It was just a lot of fun. And plus, we weren't doing it from like 8 a.m. till 12 midnight. There was stuff to do all day, but it wasn't just like crazy. There was times that actors could do their own thing as well as like fans could do their own thing, and we docked in this wonderful port called Ensenada. And I've not really spent much time in Mexico, and I really had a good sort of 6 hours off the boat. Had some Mexican food, I think, drank a Mexican beer and had some guacamole, and the weather was great. It was just, looking back, it was a great 3 days. It's a memory, and we got some great pictures, and everybody had fun.
Oh, it was fabulous. I have to say, I think one of my most favorite memories on that ship with you was, well, two of them, was when it was you, myself, and Megan. We all sat at the bar and we had a couple drinks, saying, people, you can do that. I mean, there's like no pressure, we just sat and drank, and Nelson Bronco was there too. We sat and we had drinks, and then Cassie DePiva came over and had a couple drinks. Then
everybody everybody got on really well.
And then the following day when we had our meet and greet sessions, and, Aiden was a little late for his meet and greet session because, he was sleeping in. And I had to run and go get Aiden.
Bob gave me a free ticket to do that.
I had to go get Aiden some protein. Aiden made me run down to the food court to get him some protein. And I babysat him all day while he did his meet and greet. So it was fabulous. We had so much fun, and we had so much fun with the fans in line. I think that you were probably one of the most popular actors on the cruise with the fans because you were so interactive and so down to earth. And, it was just like, hey, how you doing? No pressure like actors and fans you normally would feel. What I mean? Like in Super Soap Weekend, you have that pressure. There's no pressure there. Everybody does their own thing, and that was that.
And we all spent a lot of time together. All the actors spent a lot of time with the fans, and it was a great time. It really was. It was really successful.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next one. Well, I'm hoping that Megan is coming with the baby also.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna leave it up to her. I mean, she not necessarily got seasick, but it, you know, like I remember for a week afterwards, we were in the shower. We both spoke of the fact that we would like sort of fall into the wall a little bit, you know, as if you're like drunk in the morning, which I'm never. And you know, you're like, hang on, am I drunk? No, I'm seasick. You got sea legs, you know, for a week or 10 days. A lot of the actors were saying that. You know, we were on set, and all of a sudden you feel like the floor moved, but it wasn't. You know, it was just the after effects of being on the boat. So,
yeah.
But apart from, you know, I don't know. Next time I'm going to stick one of these little things that everybody has behind their ears. The I forget what drug it is, but yeah,
like that Dramamine thing. Yeah.
Yeah, Dramamine.
Yeah, I didn't get sick until the last day. The last day was the worst day. I think it was very rocky.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was a bit stormy outside.
Yeah, so that was
great times, great weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was the worst.
I was shocked. The food was good, and the staff were really polite and friendly. They were from all over the world, so I enjoyed.
That was the
best.
Yeah, welcome to everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Aiden was our top DJ on the cruise. So just for those of you who weren't there, there are videos floating around on YouTube of Aiden spinning the turntables on that cruise and all of us dancing like crazy-ass fools, so you have to check those out, too. So I am assuming that you will be doing your DJing again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be DJing again for, like, 2 hours on the next cruise. I'm not sure what day it is, but, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a good night. I love the... you know, the GH guys and girls were jumping up and down and going crazy. It was
mm-hmm.
it was a good time. I enjoyed it. Actually, I'm DJing here in Los Angeles this New Year at a big house in Hollywood Hills, and I've got another DJ girlfriend of mine coming in from Chicago, and we're going to work the house.
Wonderful.
So, look forward to that. Yeah.
All right. Well, now this is what I want to know, Aiden. Let's talk a little bit about All My Children. It's sad that you're leaving, or that however that how did this all come to? I mean, that eventually you were gonna leave the show, or was that decided by, you know, a writing of the no longer head writer Pratt? Like, how was all this decided?
Well, I don't know how. You know, generally, I don't know how it was decided, but all I know is that you know, the executive producer, Julie Carruthers, said to me that come November, they're going to give me my walking papers. So, and I think, to be honest, my contract ended in June of next year, 2010. So that was
right.
That was my, you know, the last of my second 4-year contract. The show is moving out there, like, over Christmas time to start January 4th in, you know, here in Los Angeles. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, with the economy and everything, I mean, I'm just speculating. I mean, maybe, I think what happened was, is that, you know, Chuck Pratt, the ex-head writer, had his story for the next 6 months. And within that story are certain characters. So then what happened, I think that you know, ABC, you know, the business side or the business department looked at it and said, well, okay, so if we have these guys in major story and we have Aiden and whoever else that aren't really tied to this major story very much. So I think when they crunched the numbers and they thought, well, we're going to spend, you know, because every actor that had been over there been at ABC 5 years got a certain amount of money to relocate. Everybody that hadn't been there 5 years, but under 5 years, got less or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
I think when they looked at the relocation money, plus how much I was going to be working for the next 6 months, plus the fact that my contract was going to end, and then the fourth plus is that the last 6 months of my contract, or most contracts, they have an out where you can audition. And, you know, if you get a pilot, like come January was when my last 6 months basically started. So I would, you know, I was going to be auditioning for that period. So for them to pay for me to come out and then to keep me on, you know, on for the last 6 months of my cycle, you know, there's a certain guarantee that they have to pay you, blah, 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 blah. And if I wasn't going to be working much, and I think that's why they just said, well, let's get, you know, not get rid of him, but kind of get rid of him, you know, let's fire him.
Right.
Sort of,
well,
let's,
you know,
fight him out to save money. So, you know, everybody's, you know, pinching their pennies at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. But you know what? You can't. I mean, I can only imagine that it really sucked in the meantime. I mean, you just had a baby, and this isn't something that you expected.
I mean, I thought, you know, they invited me, like, this big relocation document, which was basically, it was a contract, and I signed it saying that, you know, I was going to go, and they basically promised to relocate me out there, and that really, you know, gave me the confidence that, of course, my last 6 month cycle was going to be renewed, you know, like every 6 months, you know, your cycle gets renewed, and you know, I've been in major story, and when, you know, Julie said this at a meeting, I was, you know, like I said in Soap Opera Digest, I was shocked, you know, I was like, wow, this is, after you invite me, now you're letting me go. That's strange.
Right.
And yeah, I was a bit disappointed because, you know, I've been working there for, you know, 7.5 years, and I love the crew, and I love the other actors, and I just love acting every day, you know. And I've really, I think, finally found like the niche, you know, like Aidan Devane. You know, I've really found who he is and developed the character. And then they let me go. It was like, you know, this is just starting to get interesting for me. But on the other hand, after a week, you know, when you get bad news or you know, your life changes in a dramatic way like that, of course, it hits hard in the beginning. But to be honest, since then, I've not necessarily had so much fun because I've been working there till end of November. I had a lot of fun working there to the end of November, but I've just been, you know, I've relocated out to Los Angeles on my own dime. I have a really nice place in West Hollywood here with you know, my wife and child, and I've had several meetings with Fox and other movie producers, and it's looking really positive, and I'm loving it, and I wouldn't look back. I'm not looking back, you know, and you know, sometimes, you know, you don't really kick yourself in the backside and change things. Do you know what I mean? But look, you know, if I really was to be honest, and as I try to be most of the time, you know, change is good, and you have to embrace it. And I'm not about to fire myself or say to a company that's after 8 years, you know, you're earning better money, and you've got benefits, to say to them, you know what, I'm going to go out to Los Angeles, or I'm going to go back to London, or I'm going to go to Sydney, and I'm going to look for other work in this economy. You're not about to fight yourself, and especially when you've had a baby. But saying that, the fact that it's happened, you know, it's just really made me look at life differently, and but just really, you know, get organized, and I've had the chance to meet so many fantastic professionals out here that realize my potential. And sometimes, you know, when you're working 5-6 days a week, sometimes 7, you don't see the bigger picture. You don't see what else is out there and what other opportunities there are. And there are so many, and I'm really glad that I'm in this position, and I wouldn't ask ABC to take me back. The only reason why I would is because, you know, I enjoyed playing the character, and I love everybody that I work with. So, but you know what? You know, after 8 years, it's a long time to play one character, and it's about time I did something different. Do you know what I mean?
Right. No, I completely understand everything that you're saying. And what I want to know is, do you think that, I mean, in all honesty, Aidan, as much as I love you guys, I really had a hard time watching the show because the writing is so terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And that's the other thing. It's really frustrating. you know, you pour your heart and soul into every script that they give you to learn. You know, you work there all day, then you go home, and you spend your 4 or 5 hours, you know, studying for the next day. And the stuff that you're studying is I mean, what Chuck Pratt was writing wasn't true to the characters.
Right.
I mean, he said in a thing with all the actors at ABC like 6 months ago, expect every character to be doing things out of character. You know, I mean, okay, we all don't act like ourselves sometimes, but it happens for maybe a 12-hour period or for a day. You know.
Right.
But I mean, the whole story really of all my children and all the characters is it's the characters that make the show. Do you know what I mean? So if David's like really, really nice, and which is out of character, it's great for a day, but normally it's because he's trying to, you know...
Manipulate somebody,
or, yeah. And then, you know, then he goes back to normal character. But to completely change every character and to write these, you know, these... I don't know, these weird stories. I mean, and plus the dialogue was crazy. I mean, you can get Chuck writes the main story, then other writers, you know, start writing the dialogue to make that story work. And, you know, the stuff that we were reading was just dialogical. And Torsten, you know, Torsten's in the same position as me. We were just looking at these scripts and saying, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, I even had to change the whole plot. That Chuck had written, that I'd you know, fall in love with Kendall and blah 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 blah. I'm not going to ruin it for everybody, but you know, I changed it to stay true to Aidan Devane, and it worked out for the best. And actually, Julie Carruthers at the end, when somebody, you know, leaves the show, she has like a cake and gets and all my children sort of plaque signed and stuff, you know, and gets everybody up in the studio and everybody says goodbye and, you know, kisses and cuddles and all the rest of it. And she makes a speech, and in that speech she said, you know, when you heard the news, even though you were shocked, you came in here for the last 4 weeks and you gave 150% and you stayed true to your character, and you didn't say everything that was written on the page. I'm glad you didn't, because what you said was fantastic, and it worked out. And we're starting to edit, and it looks great. And you know what? That just shows what kind of guy you are. You know, that you don't give up. So it was very positive. You know, it was. I'm really proud of my last 4 weeks there.
Good.
But I could only do so much. So I mean, the really good episodes, I would say, I think happened in the last, I don't know, 4 shows of my, you know, my last week there. So stay tuned, and it's coming up. I think it's like December 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
It's going to be quite riveting, but I don't know. And then, I mean, Chuck Pratt being fired, God, I mean, Stanley, I don't know whether you're listening, Stanley, but she texted me and said, Chuck Pratt's been let go. So I don't know what's going to happen with the new head writer or what kind of story. Hopefully, whoever it is, they're going to stay true to the characters and write, you know, some riveting stuff that the fans are just going to love and enjoy and watch, you know, all the characters work together.
Right.
It's going to be the old All My Children.
However, right. Well, I heard it's a woman. I can't remember what her name is that they hired to replace him, but from what I understand, she's somebody who was big stuff back in her day and promises to bring All My Children back to what it is originally supposed to be.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great
That's what
show.
I heard.
I mean, God, it's got to be a good show to be on that long.
Can I tell you, when we were on the cruise in March, and I was sitting around with Michael, and we were talking about how, you know, Chuck Pratt was going to do this and he was going to do that. And then he told me that he cast Jamie Luner as Liza. I knew right then and there that downhill. I said, how can he cast? Liza is a woman who's supposed to be or should be in her maybe late 40s at best. And he brought her back as a young, hot, redhead attorney, which she never was. It was just like, really? Seriously? I couldn't swallow it for nothing. I couldn't. I had such a hard time watching. Marcy Walker. Marcy Walker.
Marcy Walker, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I
couldn't swallow it.
Beautiful, you know, a beautiful girl, a beautiful woman, and a great actress. Yeah. I mean, Jamie as well is the same, you know. But, it's weird, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's like nothing against Jamie. It's just she's not Liza, you know. I mean,
yeah.
And Beth Eller is another actress who completely just ruined, you know,
yeah.
Underused her, put her in some ridiculous character, and just kind of like swept her under the rug.
You know, it's amazing. This is what I said, you know, when I said goodbye to everybody on my last day. It's amazing that the show, you know, goes on every day, 40 minutes of, you know, of my children is shot and on the air every day. I mean, it takes 9 days to shoot like CSI in Miami or 10 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And for one show to be written and to be directed and for the actors to learn all that stuff and to put,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get it shot in a day is really, really hard that everybody does it. Everybody works really, really hard there. And when a new writer comes on, yeah, they have, you know, they have some great story and they have, you know, I don't know, it's just, it seems to me, you know, my experience on the show that after 9 months, you know, the good ideas kind of dry up. And then it's almost like the last three or the next 6 months after that 9 months is finished, sort of
mm-hmm.
always is a bit of a disaster. And you've got to hand it to them because, you know, to write 40 minutes of story 5 days a week, that's like a movie a week. I mean, they're under a lot of pressure. So, you know, I think, I mean, the first 6 months of Chuck's writing was absolutely amazing. But I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe they just get writer's block or whatever. Especially on
soap. Yeah, I guess.
You know, like Prison Break was a great show. First season, second season, and then the third season, it just,
yeah,
they run out of ideas.
I agree. I stopped watching it after the second season. I mean, certain shows
yeah.
I won't watch anymore because they're just like completely uninteresting. You know, they
yeah,
come up with a bang.
Like 20 episodes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Completely. Well,
yeah, that's after 20 episodes. So, I mean, 20 episodes get shot in 4 weeks on a soap opera. So, you know, it's just an amazing medium. I don't know. I know how they do it. Everybody works their butt off to put a show
mm-hmm.
on every day. So
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, Chuck might have, you know, not stuck to the characters in the last, you know, stay true to characters in the last 3-6 months, you know, you got to hand it to any writer that takes on the job to write for a soap because it's just a crazy schedule and a crazy task, I mean.
Right. I agree, Aiden. But in the meantime, darling, we have some
yeah.
fans for you that just are dying to get on the phone with you. And I'm going to... Well, listen, I'm bringing on your number one fan right now. I have to do the first. Good old Kimmy. Kimmy, say hi to Aiden.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi, sweetie.
How's it going? Hi, Aiden. How are you?
Good. Very good.
My leg's
How's your knee?
Sore.
I heard you. I heard you had a little
yeah.
fall.
Yeah. Uh huh.
How is it? How's your knee?
Well, the doctor said I had no cartilage in it, and it's a mess. But
is it your left knee?
Yeah, my left knee.
Yeah, me too. I had a problem with my left knee last week, and for some reason, every time I run, it starts hurting after 10 minutes, which is not really good. It's not making me very happy. So
really?
It seems like we're in a... Yeah, I don't know. I have to go see a doctor. Maybe it could be cartilage. Maybe it's, you know, God knows what it is. But if I can't run, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to get big and fat, play a big role.
Yeah.
Fat guy. I don't know. Who knows? I can't run 4 miles a day. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I need a new leg.
Yeah.
But I hope your injury is, you know, it's just minor, and I hope it gets better soon.
Yeah, me too. I have to go to PT and stuff.
Yeah, physical therapy.
Yeah.
So, Kim, are you coming on the cruise this year?
I am coming on the cruise, Joanne.
Wonderful. How fabulous is that, Aiden?
Yeah, it's great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be in London after the New Year. I've got a couple of people to meet over there, but I shall be back for the cruise, and I'm looking forward to eating some more Mexican food and having that stopover in Ensenada.
Well, that sounds great, Aiden. I will let you go. I love you, and happy holidays, and thank you, Joanne.
All right, sweetheart.
Thanks. Nice to speak to you. Right.
Bye.
See you, Kimmy.
Bye, Kimmy. Aiden, what are you and Megan doing for holidays?
Actually, my mum's flying from London with her boyfriend, Paul. She comes on the 20th into L.A., and then... Megan's mum comes in on the 5th and staying to the 26th, and tomorrow we're going to get a Christmas tree and start decorating the apartment, and I'm cooking Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. I've got my Australian friend Toby, who's from New York, who lives out here. He's coming over. Mark Menard, who used to play Boyd, is a really good friend of mine. We just went hiking the other day up Running Canyon, as we always do. He's coming for Christmas. So it's going to be, my friend Toby, Megan, my mum, and Megan's mum, and Paul, and little Ciela, and maybe a few others. So we're going to play, some Christmas carols, Christmas CDs that I'm probably going to download off iTunes, and maybe play some Trivial Pursuit, and I'm going to cook an apple crumble with custard. And I think Megan's mum's going to cook a famous chocolate cake. I'm going to make some vanilla sauce. Away we go. We're going to have a merry, merry Christmas in the sunshine.
That's great. So when did you officially move back to Los Angeles? Now, right after they let you go? Or?
Pretty much. Been out here 3 weeks now.
Okay.
3 weeks I've been to Atlanta for Thanksgiving. I had Megan's father's memorial down in Florida. And then, just got back here a couple of days ago. We're still sort of unpacking boxes. Actually, I'm putting the entertainment system in right now. Got all these wires wiring to both speakers. Trying to get the second room ready for our guests, and unpacking is a big pain in the butt, but
I love a nice
space here, and it's it's sunny every day, so it's fantastic. We've got friends just down the road. Megan's got her friend, which is about 6 miles away, and little Ciela loves it. I mean, she was on the ball the other day, just not soaking up the sun, but just, laying there and in a little, what we call a swimming costume, and it's just, nice not to be in New York with the freezing cold wind right by the studio where I lived. There was always such a wind and it got so cold.
Yeah, because you were right on the river, right.
Yeah.
And it is cold
8 years,
now. Yeah, it's definitely
8 years in
cold
New York.
Now.
We
had
snow
yesterday. I mean, not in the city, but up in Buffalo we had snow yesterday. But, it's definitely cold now. Definitely chilly. Let's get some more people for you, girls are dying here. Let's go to area code 440. I believe that's Georgia. You're on the phone with Aiden. What's your name?
JoJo, and it's XC, Ohio.
Yeah, 404 is Georgia.
Is Cleveland area.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't work for AT&T. Hi, Aiden.
Neither do I.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. I want to know if you think you have a good exit storyline.
It's not really up to me.
Is there going to be a possibility that you ever return? Or will you have to return from the dead?
Yeah, I don't know whose idea it was or decision, but, they didn't kill me. I didn't get I didn't get shot in my last two episodes. I didn't die. I just sort of, disappear in one way or another, and which is quite easy for me to reappear, say, if they wanted to wipe me back in, if that's what they wanted to do. You know, that's completely up to them. But, I wouldn't say it wasn't dramatic, but it was, it's definitely the last three episodes are very interesting. And like I said earlier.
Did Pratt write your exit?
Yeah. What's that?
Did Pratt write your exit?
He did, yeah. But I didn't stay true to what he wrote for the character. It seemed to me like, they weren't really thinking, they weren't staying true to Aidan Devane, and what they wrote, I couldn't accept. And, I know, maybe some people think that an actor's job is just to read scripts and say what's on the page. But when you've been a character for 8 years, and a good writer in the last year decides to write you off, and wrote me off in the way he did, with the story that he gave me and the dialogue that I had to learn and recite and act, I changed it, and I didn't do what he wanted me to do. It wasn't the reason why I did what I did. Again, my actions did the same, and my physical actions, what I did, of course, happened, but the reason why I did what I did is what I changed.
I was wondering if it was maybe an infection from the gunshot wound that caused you to get crazy.
Right? Yeah, that's what Torsten was saying. Maybe all this crazy stuff has been written. Maybe, one way you can make sense of it is because you've gone a bit funny after the bullet wound. And I played that for a while, and that's the way I was going. But then, another script came under my door, and then another script came under my door, and the more, the more scripts that came under my door, this dialogue that was written, I couldn't play that anymore because, I don't know, it's so far-fetched.
And
it's almost they just got one idea and just went with it, and they didn't really care. It's almost like they wanted to write the show into the toilet. Like they couldn't do a better job writing a show into the toilet than they did. I mean, so it seems like they were trying to do that, and if they weren't, I mean, God knows what they were trying to do. And that's, that's the way I feel, which is a shame. When you've been with a show for 8 years, and a show that that's been on the air for 38 years. But, there's definitely no hard feelings. And, what Alicia not going to be, not being on the show for another 8 months because she's bringing up a beautiful little baby. Torsten not being there. I don't know what prospects there are for me to go back on. I certainly don't have any intention. I'm not waiting by the phone for them to call by any means. So I'm just looking forward to Christmas and the new year, and to Rock the Soap Cruise number 2.
Oh yes.
Where's the cruise?
The cruise leaves from Long Beach in Los Angeles, and it
travels
down Mexican Riviera, and it stops in Ensenada, which is a really, really amazing, cute town with loads of great cafes and restaurants. And the last time I was there, I was in a cafe with Megan having a cappuccino and a cookie, and there was a couple of New Zealand people there, and Australian girls, and some people were there from Chile. And so it's a big sort of traveler's destination as well. It's very safe. Of course, there were no rebels driving through with rocket launchers and Uzis like the people were worried about. It was just, it's a great little town. It's a great time on the cruise. And, if you haven't bought a ticket, I swear, you won't regret it if you do.
How much are the tickets?
Well, you can do is go to rockthesoap.com. Yeah, rockthesoap.com has all that information, Aidan, because they depend on staterooms and all that other stuff. But there's payment plans and all that good stuff. But you want to know something? It's the best fan experience you'll ever ever have. Well, I suggest you go to rockthesoap.com, and you will, I guarantee you, have the best time. I was on the cruise with Aiden last time, and we had the best time. Am I right, Aiden? I got to meet his wife. We sat and we had drinks. We did. He did his DJ spinning. He did a little acting gig with Michael Knight, which I'll never forget. It was just a great time.
It sounds wonderful. And
yeah,
Aiden, I hope the best for you.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. It's nice talking to you.
Make sure you go to Rockthesoap.
Happy New Year.
I did have one last question, though. How long are you going to keep Kendall in the trunk?
Oh, literally, like no more than an hour.
Okay, good.
Did that happen today? I didn't watch it today. That didn't happen today.
No, but it was in the spoilers.
Oh, okay. That's coming up. Yeah.
Get over there to rockthesoap.com and book your cruise so you can hang out with Aiden.
Okay, thank you very much. This is absolutely wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, anybody next?
Yep, hang on. All right, well, we got another satisfied Stardust Radio listener, hopefully going to book a cruise, Aiden, just to hang out with you. I tell you.
Let's go.
Yes. Area code 708. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
My name is Becky. This is Becky. I'm calling from Chicago.
Say hello to Aiden.
Hey, Aiden.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are the Chicago Bears doing?
Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry,
I didn't hear what you said.
How are the Chicago Bears doing?
Oh, the Bears? Oh, man. They're doing terrible. They got off to a good start, but you know what? They just went down the tube. Jay Cutler is not who we thought he was going to be.
Oh, dear. I know the Yankees, I'm sure you don't want to hear it, but they won the World Series. And I bought my daughter, Ciela, like a Yankees top. And it says, the NY on it and New York Yankees. And this is my first Yankees top. And I got her, she was born in New York, so now we're not living in New York. It's just, it's cool for me to be able to say when she's, old enough to know. I say, you're born in New York the year the Yankees won the World Series, honey.
Yeah. Cool.
Chicago's a great city. I went there. I've been there like two or three times. Such a lovely place.
Is it true that you DJed out here before?
Yeah, Crowbar, a nightclub called Crowbar.
Yeah, that was before I was 21. Otherwise, I would have gone. But you should come out here again, and I'd definitely go.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be out there in the new year. I'll definitely post it on my Facebook page.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd definitely go. And I'm going to be on the cruise, so I'll see you there, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, wonderful.
Be good away from the cold weather, huh?
Yeah, it'll be nice. I've never been on a cruise before, so this should be fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Fabulous. I'm glad to hear that. Another newcomer.
Yep. You guys are getting me really excited about it. You're talking about how much fun it is. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, actually. It's just good to hang out with Bob as well. Bob's such a funny character.
Oh, God, he's the best. Bob Guinea, you're going to love him. Wait till you meet him. He's just a pisser and a half. You'll love him.
Me?
He really is. I swear. There's no other way to describe him, really. He just makes you piss your pants every time he says something because he's just so funny.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And,
I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, you too. I'm looking forward to seeing you DJ on the cruise, and maybe you'll come out to Chicago, and I'll see you there too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll keep you posted.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Joanne, for putting me on, and Aiden, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, take care. Have a good Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
So you have a Facebook page. How come I didn't know that?
What's that?
How come I didn't know you had a Facebook page?
There's several out there. There's one, my private one for, how I talk to my friends and keep in touch with my friends from around the world. And then I have one that's a fan site with me wearing a pink shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to look for them because I've never seen them. What about Twitter? Are you doing Twitter too?
I'm about to. Well, I do Twitter, but to be honest, I must admit that recently, the last four weeks, I haven't been, you know, updating anything. But I was about to, you know, just to refresh everything, like my MySpace, my Twitter, and Facebook, and, you know, keep up to date with everything.
Right, right. Well, it's got to be hard for you, I'm sure. You know, it's not like you sit around doing nothing all day twiddling your thumbs. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, Twitter and Facebook are my first priority in the day, but especially
yeah.
I'm moving from New York to you know, Los Angeles, and you know, getting a place in London is taken up a lot of time. You know, getting organized.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Dressed, so, you know, mm-hmm. unpacking. So and then Thanksgiving was right in the middle of that. So
we
got all the furniture in, and then the next day we took off to Atlanta. So now we're just, you know, making sure that everything's in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the next couple of days I'll refresh the accounts and make sure everything's up to date.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring on a New Jersey person here. New Jersey,
New Jersey.
On the phone with Aiden.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Aiden.
Aiden?
Hola.
Hello, Aiden?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here. Hi, how are you?
It's Gina.
Gina.
Nikki's sister.
Hi,
Gina.
Darling.
Hi,
yes,
how are you?
I'm good, very good. Nice to talk to you. How's things?
You too. I'm glad to hear that you stay true to your character.
Yeah.
In the last episodes, because I really hate what they did to you. I mean, it wasn't even worth watching.
Turn on.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, no, I'm here.
Oh. All right,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I just wanted to let you know that I was glad that you stayed true to your character, and we miss you. When we go to the studio, we don't see you. We miss you.
Yeah, thanks. That's nice to hear.
You love in California or what?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I do. I miss my friends in New York, and I miss, you know, like, I miss the city. You know, I mean, it really, really grew on me. I've always loved it, and to live there was just a great experience. And, you know, it's all, it's you know, like a fantasy living in Los Angeles, you know, with the great weather and everything. But, you know, visiting here and then actually living here are two different things.
Right. It's got to be weird, though, at Christmas to be in the hot, sunny weather. You know?
Yeah, I mean, all of that stuff's good, but, you know, like, I can't, everything is like half an hour away or 20 minutes away, whereas in New York, you know, things are just around the corner, and, you know, taxis are really cheap. Over here, taxis are like three times the price.
Right. I hear the baby in the background crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little girl.
You're enjoying her? Enjoy her.
Say hi.
Hi, Ciella.
The baby.
He's just staring at the iPhone.
Say hi. Cute. Hi.
I should put the phone to her more often.
She likes different voices and sounds. That's
she's
great. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing great, and I wish you all the luck in the world. And
thanks,
we miss
Gina.
You, but hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Hello
and
to Nikki
have a
for me.
What?
Yeah. And I should say hello to Nikki for me.
Oh, I will. She's listening right now, so she hears you.
What, Nikki?
Yeah, Nikki's there. She's on the 551. She called on her cell phone.
Oh, okay.
All right. You have a great holiday.
Thanks for calling in. It's good. Yeah, and you too. Have a good Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes, and enjoy. Good luck.
Cheers, darling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, I hear Miss Little Talkative back there. Tell me how where you came up with the name.
Uh-huh. Well, we were looking at all sorts of names. I know Megan was thinking about over 300. Just kept going through so many names. It's driving me nuts. But we, you know, we had finally like written down our top 10, and then we narrowed it down to top 5. And then looking online, we liked Amanda. Maya was our number one. Maya, M-A-Y-A. And then we were in the hospital, and you know, we heard that, you know, this one lady was this Emma is like the new hot name, you know, and Maya, there's so many Mayas out there. We just didn't want her to be.
We don't want her to be in a class
and have, you know, have a
three other Mayas, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. We just thought we loved went to Italy last year, and I know we've been to Spain last year.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
And we, you know, cielo means sky, and Italian and Spanish, and she can call herself Sky, she can call herself Ella, she can call herself CL, or even CC, and so we just fell in love with the name, and we went with that, and we literally wrote it down on the birth certificate, sort of 5 minutes, as we were walking out of the hospital in New York.
They kept coming and asking us for it.
Yeah, they kept coming and asking us for it.
Aww, well, it's beautiful. Tell Megan I said hello, too. I hear her. Tell her I said hi. And thank you for loaning you to us to promote the cruise. I have a couple more people I'm going to grab real quick here. One from Chicago. Area code 321. Hi, BB. Area code 321. Say hi to Aiden.
Hi, Aiden.
Hi, how are you?
Good. My name's Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
It's nice to speak with you.
Yeah, you too.
You've been great on all my children. It's sad to know that your run on there is over, but you were great while you were there all these years.
Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed it. It was a great experience.
And I was wondering if there's anyone on the cast that you wished you had gotten to work with who you didn't, or someone that you really didn't get to work with as much as you would have liked to.
Well, over the period while I was there, I pretty much worked with everyone. You know, I liked the character, you know, Adam Chandler, played by David Barry, and I got to work with him, which is amazing. I mean, he's just such a talented guy. I worked with Nick Rosari, played David Haywood. I mean, not all the time. I mean, he left for like 2 years.
Right.
Head writer, you know, didn't know what to write for him, so he, you know, he had to leave the show. But when he came back, I got to work with him a little bit more. Now, I work with, you know, Chriselle as Amanda. I work with everybody there. Ricky Porkin's character, Jake, and so I pretty much worked with Susan Lucci and the whole cast. Really, I went through all most of the girls, but you know, like Rebecca Budig played Greenlee, and Alicia playing Kendall, and so there's no, you know, yeah, Di Henry. It's like there's no one I don't think I hadn't worked with. You know, it's just a great, talented cast, and it was a great time. You know, working with Josh Duhamel and Cameron Matheson and is it Amanda Seyfried? Got to work with her before. You know, she went off to Hollywood, and it was just a great experience, a great crew. You know, just everybody that takes down the sets and puts them up, and from them to the camera guys, it was just a great 8 years, and I learned so much and had such a great time. Worked hard and traveled all over America with ABC, and I don't regret it for a second. And I'm also not, you know, I have no hard feelings for Chuck Pratt or for anyone at ABC for the decision that was made.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been great to watch over the years, and us fans really appreciate all the hard work that you guys, you know, put into to make those shows every day.
And I wish you
all the best on all your future endeavors. I'm sure we'll be seeing you in much other stuff in the future.
Thanks, Stephanie. Yeah.
And congratulations on your baby.
Thanks. Yeah, it's the most amazing thing in the world.
Oh, I'm sure. Just enjoy it.
Well, you have a good Christmas.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good luck for 2010.
Yes. Thank you.
Good, darling. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I mean, I was just corrected. That was Florida, not Chicago. Okay, I'm dyslexic with numbers today. Whatever.
No, there's
area code.
There's an app for that.
Whatever.
I just downloaded the new app for the area code. So if you want.
Oh, you did? Oh, see, I have a BlackBerry. I don't have the iPhone, so I whatever. I'm
scan. You can scan barcodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, we don't have that on iPhone, but BlackBerry, you know, someone else has a BlackBerry and you want their number, you just scan the barcode.
Oh, okay. No, there's an app, and I'm gonna plug this app real quick since I know you have an iPhone. You know Greg Grunberg from Heroes?
No, do I?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm asking you. Heroes. You know the show Heroes on NBC?
Did you play Styler?
I don't know. No, he's not a bad guy. He's the one that knows what you're thinking guy. Barb, tell me what his character is. I don't know, but whatever the case is, they helped create some app called Yowza for the iPhone, and it gives you all kinds of coupons and stuff. Like you punch in a store that you're in, and if you're in that store and it has a coupon attached to that Yowza, you get some kind of discount. It's a free app, so download it and see what it's talking about. I don't have privy to it because I have a BlackBerry. They don't have a BlackBerry yet, but it's what you call it? It's like a big thing from Banned from TV. He's in Banned from TV with Bob, Greg Grunberg. So yeah. Yowza is a good application for the iPhone, especially for a lot of coupons. He's always tweeting about what he saves on. It's funny. Very funny.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's just get – we got 3 minutes left. Let's get our last plug-in, Aiden, for these people in the chat room to get their asses over to rockthesoap.com and book a cruise. I'm leaving it to you. Spit it out.
What's that, me? What, say again?
Yeah, you say it. You tell them why they need to go book their cruise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing is in April. It leaves from Long Beach, Los Angeles. Rock the Soap 2 is on a cool cruise ship. It's got a casino, it's got a gym, it's got a pool, it's got many bars, many restaurants and cafes and shops. And it's not totally run... but you know, by Rock the Soap, so there's you know, it's only probably we probably take up 10% ship. Hang on, I'm gonna sneeze. Excuse me.
God bless you. And you know what that means? That means everything that you're saying is true. When you sneeze on something you say, it means it's true. So pay attention to what he says.
I sneeze on that. It's you know, great weather. It's like 75 degrees. It's perfect temperature. Sunny during the day, every day, and at night time, you know, we're all in the big restaurant. It's a great dinner and a great breakfast. There's good food, which is always a must, I think, if you're going to go away on a ship.
Absolutely.
And plus, stop in Ensenada, and you get to spend the whole day off the ship. You know, you can go drinking all day if that's what you want to do. Drinking margaritas and eating Mexican food, or you know, there's plenty to see in Ensenada. It's a great sort of town. It's a beach town, yeah, on the mountains. You know, glorious mountains all around it. I think there's some quad biking that you can do. There's some you know great adventures that you can take and get involved in the town too. And then you know when you get back on the boat that night, there's you know there's again a good dinner and a disco and someone from GH is going to be singing, or I'll be DJing. And it's a good 3 days. It's a good 72-hour trip.
Absolutely, and you get to hang out with your favorites from all the different soaps, different networks,
my
and everything.
To live in General Hospital.
Yep, absolutely.
Goodbye.
Well, you know what, Aiden?
The great talented actors that are very down to work, like to have fun, and that are polite to everybody.
Absolutely. It really was. And I'll tell you, you need to just, you know, keep me privy to what's going on. I'm going to try and find that Facebook page and keep me updated what's going on. And, you know, you're always welcome back here. You ain't got to be on the soap to come here. because you're my buddy.
Thanks, honey. Thank you so much. Yeah,
you're my buddy, honey.
Thanks for having me on the show, and have a
Anytime.
Good Christmas.
Yes, you too. Give my best to Megan and give that cutie baby some kisses. And I'll
I
see
will.
You definitely in April.
Can't wait.
Okay. Everybody, have a great
Bye.
Night. Go to rockthesilk.com and book your cruise now.
Thanks, guys.
Eden.
Take care.
Thanks,
have a
sweetheart.
Great week, everyone. See you later.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.